Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. But like a fool, I went. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an independent advisor to CEOs, has been the president of a publicly traded company in the past and advised many of those kinds of guys over the years, and we've been the happy beneficiary of his long taproot in the marketplace and his wisdom for all these years. Sam, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we were talking about actually establishing the debate about whether which comes first, the chicken or the egg, and one of them being the shareholder. What's more important to the CEO of a publicly traded company, the shareholder value or the customer or the other stakeholders? You know, I guess you can call them stakeholders, right, Sam? You got your investor stakeholder, and then you got your employees and your customers
and your community
and the community. But let's leave the community out for a minute, even though I think that's important.
Yep.
But I think the community, if you take care of the customers and the employees, you'll take care of the community. That's what Smith told us about the invisible hand.
Yeah.
But so let's just talk about customers, shareholders, I'm sorry, customers, employees, that's one stakeholder group, and the other are the shareholders. Now, to me, the smart CEO knows where his or her bread is buttered. And I believe that bread is buttered out where the customer and the employee come together first. I believe that's the egg that has the chicken. What do you think?
Well, I think in the beginning sure. In the beginning, it's a company that produces services and provides those to customers at a price. But that price has to be sufficient to generate a profit. And why generate the profit? It's because the shareholders deserve it. So part of this discussion of like which comes first or which is more important, it's like if you take an automobile. What's more important, the tires or the engine or the brakes? They're all important and have to work together. And which goes onto the car first is not, I think, the central point here. The central point is that a good CEO has to balance all of the stakeholders. But when it comes down, when push comes to shove, I need to make this point. When push comes to shove and a CEO has to make a decision of what's good for the value of the business and what might be good for an individual employee or employees as a group, or how to price a product or service for customers, the CEO has to put the shareholder first, because absent that, you might end up pricing something without sufficient bottom line profit
and see,
to satisfy those who have put the money in and expect a return on that.
This is where you and I don't necessarily disagree as much as I just think that that's the wrong way to look at things.
Okay.
I think a smart CEO will say, if I take care of my customers, if I take care of my employees, my shareholders will love me.
Yeah.
But if I only take care of my shareholders, I'll lose my good employees, and then I'll lose my good customers. Because no shareholder ever sold a darn thing. No shareholder ever created one darn innovation or saved the company any money. And look, I'm not against shareholders at all, because I am a shareholder.
Yeah.
But what my point is the smart CEO will say, wait a minute, if I don't spend some money training my employees so they can be the best professionals possible in what they do over the next 5 years, then we're going to be upside down in the direction the marketplace is moving, the industry is moving, the competitive situation is moving. I've got to invest $2 billion in training over the next 5 years, but I've got to go to my shareholders and say, guys, I'm going to steal a little of your profit over the next, I'm going to use some of your profit over the next 5 years to do this. Now that's what a smart CEO will do. But Sam, today with a 90-day conference call, you can't do that.
Yes, I think.
Am I wrong?
Well, there are CEOs who are smart enough to know that they need to do both. The market will perceive. The market is pretty smart. I think the market is pretty smart, and they'll perceive if a CEO is making an investment that will have a return down the road. A poor CEO goes quarter to quarter, and ultimately it won't last long as a CEO, or the company won't last long as an attractive investment, and the price will go down. So the market appreciates smart CEOs who run the business in a profitable way and are willing to take a short-term hit in order to generate a longer-term benefit. But the CEO needs to communicate what he or she is doing so the owners understand and will appreciate the fact that mm-hmm. We're investing, and this investment is going to pay off for us. Happens all the time.
Sam, you wrote something recently that I'm going to read to the audience. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Main Street surveys have consistently been more negative or less positive than Wall Street surveys over the last 5 years. But Wall Street seems to have been more correct than Main Street on the fundamental trends. Folks, Sam's thrown down the gauntlet there, and he and I are going to debate that after these messages, because I think he's wrong. Tintil, right back after these messages with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.